This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Cooperative Ventures, the innovation fund formed by farmer-owned cooperatives CHS and Growmark, have announced a new investment in Precision AI, an emerging leader in autonomous aerial technology and real-time plant-level input decisions. Coming up next with our friends from Growmark, we will have a featured conversation with Precision AI CEO Dan McCann. All that coming up right after this.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Well, our friends at Growmark have invested in artificial intelligence, AI, out on the farm. And Dan McCann, the CEO of Precision AI, to help us understand how that may fit into our operations here in the future. And it's exciting, to say the least, Dan. Technology is changing at the speed of light. That's the oldest saying in the book, right? But it really is true, it seems like, when it comes to how some of these machines can perform tasks on their own these days.
Yeah, I agree. I think, technology is moving at the speed of light, but not really in agriculture, I find. it's an industry. It's one of the few industries that I call a high penalty for failure industry, right? You've got things like medicine, you've got things like aviation, you've got things like agriculture, where if you make a mistake and the tech doesn't work well, somebody could lose a life, or it could be, millions of dollars worth of damage done. And so, realistically, so I think farmers have been cautious with the adoption of new technology. A lot of people will try different things, but it better work. And I think that gap between, hey, this is a good idea, this actually gets productive work done on my farm, is something that, not a lot of companies have cracked that nut yet, and we're hoping to be able to change that.
Talk to me a little bit about the transition that you see coming a little bit, and how AI may actually shrink the size of the machines that we're using today.
Yeah, well, as any farmer knows, when they go to trade in a sprayer or trade in a new piece of equipment, the numbers keep going up. They don't go down. things get bigger and more expensive over time. And it's to the point where you've got to be a pretty hefty sized operation with pretty stable, revenues, which of course in ag is always a little bit tricky, to be able to support, reinvesting into these fleets. And so the idea of like bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more expensive, more expensive, more expensive, actually is kind of an old world model, right? With that assumes that the human, like you and I, have to be sitting in that cab, or that we've got to be able to get as much work done as possible because we've got to get a certain amount of work done, and we have to go to bed, and we got to eat, and we got to, actually have a semblance of a life. Whereas automation and autonomy, right? You're probably familiar with, probably seen in movies like self-driving combines and self-driving tractors and all these types of things. Well, and, fast forward 20 to 25 years, and these things are going to be the de facto standard in everything. And in that world, where you no longer need to be sitting in the cab for 16 hours a day, and you don't have to be trying to fight for trying to get enough farmhands because all your machines can drive themselves, well, that changes things. Suddenly, it doesn't really make sense to buy big, huge, expensive equipment. It actually probably makes more sense to buy a swarm of small, cheap robots that if one goes down, you still have 10 other ones to do the job, right? And I think that's how we're going to see farming change with technology going forward.
You can find that full conversation with Precision AI CEO Dan McCann on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.